The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Our lives need balance and harmony in the spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, and social aspects of our lives. No one part of this holistic wheel is more important than the other. When all six of those parts come together, the total is greater than the sum of the parts. But it's also true in the other direction. If one of these areas is creating dysfunction, it can upset the balance of the whole wheel. To find out more about this concept, go to my resource library on my website. Go to www.thedrmelanieshow.com and download the prayer wheel. Well, each week we focus on one or more aspects of this balancing process. Today we're focusing on the physical and financial areas as it relates to holistic services. What are holistic services? Where do we find them? How do we know if they're really legitimate or not? What does the term holistic mean? Well, according to the Canadian Holistic Medical Association, they say holistic medicine is a comprehensive team approach that looks at the whole person, analyzing their physical, nutritional, environmental, emotional, social, spiritual, and lifestyle values. And this approach uses alternative type treatments as well as Western traditional treatments. And the focus is on the patient. They want the patient to take charge of the direction of their health care, and they want the patient to achieve the best possible balance in all areas of their life. Well, holistic medicine may involve using complementary and alternative medicine, or CAM, C-A-M as it's called for short. The government did a study in 2008, and they found 38% of the adults in the United States use complementary and alternative medicine, and 12% of the children. Well, complementary medicine is treatments like massage, biofeedback, a TENS unit, supplements, nutraceuticals, any of the things that can complement traditional Western medicine. And alternative medicine is just using those other modalities. Well, today we're going to talk to two people about holistic things. My first guest is going to be Lou Perro talking about her mission to set up the Worldwide Holistic Day and how you can help. And my second guest is Helena Spates, and she's going to help us to know how to find the natural and holistic things and services that we're looking for. So she's even developed a directory, and we're going to find out about that and how we can get a copy of it. So first, let's talk to Lou Perro about Worldwide Holistic Day. Welcome, Lou.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie. It's nice to be on your show today.
Well, I'm very glad that you have the time and willingness to do this.
Absolutely.
You've had a journey to get to where you came up with this project. And tell us a little bit about you. What's your background?
Well, I was a teacher for 35 years. And I taught special education, and at midlife, I went through my own personal crisis, and I decided that the holistic journey was for me, mm-hmm. and it has served me very well. I have become a Reiki master and a life coach, And one day while I was on the social site LinkedIn, a man from India said, "How do we get these holistic practices known worldwide?" Mm. And I thought, boy, that's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. And so I ruminated on that. And at the same time in the world, we had had the horrible earthquake in Haiti, followed by the earthquakes in Chile. And
plus all the things this year in Japan and other places, yes.
Yes, in Japan. And I thought, wow, you know, it's an overwhelming feeling to see so many people suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things ruminated in my mind, and I went to bed one night, and it came to me. Education is the key.
Mm-hmm.
If we teach each other holistic practices, there will be more people worldwide who have some knowledge and could go in times of disaster and help ease pain and suffering.
And do you think that the whole world is now more open to holistic practices?
Oh, I do. I do. I think that we have come a long way. And in certain cultures, it's just the norm. I mean, I grew up with my grandmother practicing herbal medicine. And mm-hmm. so it was a natural thing in my family.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we get so caught up in the one way, the only way is Western medicine. And
mm-hmm.
that is not always accurate.
Yes, and it's fueled by corporations that create situations where we need to take them, and then you need to take things for the side effects. So, yeah.
Yes, of course, of course.
So the natural holistic way is better. And when you think of holistic, define what that means for you, because people might have a different definition of it than what I gave.
Well, I think that your definition was very accurate. I think it's using those things that are not in pill form, and it could uh-huh. be energy work, you know, such as the laying on of hands, which is, you know, has a long history through many, many cultures,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Buddha and Jesus laid on hands.
That's right.
And that's how they affected change in people's health. And it's not that I disrepute the Western medicine. I think that Western medicine definitely serves its place. And as you said, holistic medicine can be complementary to Western medicine. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be an either-or situation.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's good. Well, everybody that I know has somebody that's a role model for them, somebody that inspires them to do great things. Have you had people like that in your life, like I have?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, my grandmother who did practice herbs, and there were many concoctions we had to drink and do
uh-huh.
as children. But they worked, you know. They may not have been the most pleasant, but they worked.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my own lifetime, I was very much impressed by Mother Teresa. She was a person who really understood the need to ease the pain and suffering of those less fortunate than she. And
mm-hmm.
she did not mind going into the bowels of Calcutta and touching those who others deemed untouchable.
And I think that's the important key. In anything holistic, to me, it's the ability to be present with somebody and to touch them, to join in where they are.
Yes. Absolutely. And I think during times of disaster, people's emotions come to the fore, and if they had some simple everyday practices, they could lower blood pressure, they could stop bleeding, they could prevent infection while they're waiting for Western medicine to arrive
mm-hmm.
and to do the surgeries and the things that they need to do.
Mm-hmm. I know in my own situation, I had searched for years to have pain relief from the interstitial cystitis,
mm-hmm.
and I got a back injury, and I went to a chiropractor, and he not only helped my back, but he relieved the pain for that period of time for my bladder disease. So I became a great advocate of, okay, we need to look at all these other modalities and to let the world know about them. So I'm glad you've accepted this mission.
absolutely. I think that it is key. I mean, I had my own situation. I had made reservations to go to a sound healing conference in New Mexico, and before I went, my knees were so bad I could not walk. I actually crawled to the chiropractor the day before. And I was luckily I was going with a friend, and I had to be put in a wheelchair in order to go to the conference. And there was a woman there who had a workshop on the didgeridoo, of all things.
Uh-huh.
And I volunteered quickly to get on that table. And she and two others played for me for about 20 minutes. And I walked out off that table and walked 6 hours the next day with no pain. So there are incredible things out there.
And do you think it matters whether the person believes it's going to work or not?
Well, I think belief, you know, mind, body, and spirit are all interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there have been people, even with conventional Western medicine, where the cure was almost guaranteed. But if their belief was not there, it's not going to work. That's the power of the placebo. If people believe with their mind it's going to work, it does, and we quite don't know how to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. That is true, and I know the old story of the man who tried the new treatment for cancer when he was about to die, and it worked, and then he heard in the news that it wasn't effective, came back to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, but we have this other one, and so he did that, and he got better, and then that happened again, that it wasn't effective, and then eventually he lost hope and he died.
Mm-hmm.
And so that placebo effect is very, very important.
Very powerful, yes.
Mm-hmm. So is there a mission statement for this Worldwide Holistic Day?
Yes. I think that what happens to me, and I'm sure others, is that when we see such amazing disasters happen worldwide and things seemingly falling apart before our very eyes, and so many people in pain and suffering, we quite don't know what to do. I mean, yes, you can send money, but, you know, we can't be there. You want to reach out in some way. And this is the way. And my mission is be the change you wish to see in the world. And if you are a holistic practitioner, on October 2nd, of this year, we're launching Worldwide Holistic Day, the very first one.
All right, let's leave it right there, take a break, and we'll come back and talk more about that. Thank
Great.
You.
Great, thanks.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you know if kidney disease is affecting you? Are your kidneys healthy? You may have kidney disease and not even be aware of it. 26 million people have been affected by kidney disease. Teenagers today are being diagnosed with symptoms such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. These conditions can worsen kidney health and cause kidney disease. Be sure to tune in to Improve Your Kidney Health with your host, Dr. Rich Snyder, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The information you get on this program could help save your life.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
What it comes down to, ladies, is that defining line between been there, done that, and ain't going back, baby. Yeah, I've heard them call you yuppies and baby boomers, maybe even dolls, babes, darling, sugar, and sweetheart, but I say that women are truly amazing. Join Dr. Marlene for Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Voice America Women's Radio Network.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're
listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Today, we're talking about holistic things. Actually, a day is being set aside, October 2nd, 2011, as the very first worldwide holistic day. And I'm talking to Lou Perro about that. So, Lou, tell us more about this October 2nd. What's going to happen?
Well, on October 2nd, 2011, I am asking holistic practitioners worldwide to offer from their place, from their home, from their wellness center, from their church, from their synagogue, from their temple, from their community center, wherever they can find a space, to offer a free class, a free demonstration, give free samples, to educate the general population about holistic practices. Because the more people who know about them and have a methodology of practicing, the more people will be on this planet who can act in a time of crisis.
And they can even take this to their health practitioners or Western medical doctors so that they can maybe participate and learn some things,
that
too.
That would be great. Yes. Mm-hmm. That would be great. But there are so many people in so many different cultures worldwide, from shamans and in the jungles of Bolivia to shamans in Ireland, all over the world, who have specific techniques that they have used for hundreds of years, and mm-hmm. that's techniques that work. Mm-hmm. And so if these were better known, then in times of crisis they could be applied. As I say before, Western medicine gets organized on the ground, because that was part of the heartbreak for me in Haiti and in Peru and in Japan, is that by the time people got organized, so many people had died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't have to be.
No, no. Do you see that in the world things are coming to a head to where holistic things will rise to the top?
Well, just financially, of course. I think that in the United States, more and more people are going toward holistic practices because of the price of healthcare. Mm-hmm. And if I can go into my garden and pull out some herbs and apply mm-hmm. them and get results and not have side effects, why mm-hmm. wouldn't I want to do that?
Yes. And I have done sermons about how we save the planet and how many of the drugs come from the rainforest and how many trees they're cutting down, which
yes.
are killing off all of these cures that we could be finding.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. I mean, people might on this call might say, well, I'm not a holistic practitioner. What can I do?
Uh-huh.
And my thoughts are, you can say prayers. Prayers are wonderful medicine. Mm-hmm. You know, for the success of the day and for your fellow planetarian.
Right.
And also, people who are not holistic practitioners can learn some very simple things about herbs. And one of the ones that are on my website is cayenne pepper.
Uh-huh.
And cayenne pepper has been known to stop bleeding. It helps with a heart attack. It helps with infection. It is one of those things that, you know, in my vision, in my head, I think, wow, I would like to see this herbal kit be part of every country's repertoire of tricks.
Uh-huh.
So they can go in and get that pepper and put it to use right away, or mm-hmm. other materials that are so simple to use and apply.
And one of the things that is a detriment is there's no central clearinghouse for all of this kind of stuff. So there's no regulation. We don't want government regulation.
Yes.
But, you know, how do you measure, okay, this one's legitimate and this one's not?
Absolutely. Well, like everything else, before I even post anything on my website, I read about 5 to 10 other websites to see if the material correlates in some way.
Good idea.
Because I don't want to be posting things that are contrary to good health.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are interested in this day, they can take a look at my site, and I will give you that.
Okay.
It is www.luepierro.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And there they will find interesting articles about water, and water is so key to good health,
mm-hmm.
and herbs, and there is actually there a news release so that if someone is a holistic practitioner and would like to participate, they can download that free news release, send mm-hmm. it to their local paper,
mm-hmm.
have their activity, or send me the information about their activity. I will post it on my site and on my Facebook site. And then during their activity, if they were to take pictures, I'll upload those pictures onto my site as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to participate, I think, in a wonderful event, and they get free publicity.
Right.
So they
That's
can
excellent.
Grow their business while they help others.
So you're kind of the administrator for collecting all this and sorting
yes.
it through and organizing it. Okay.
Yes.
That can be a full-time job.
It is. There are many a night I am on my computer.
Uh-huh.
But it's a labor of love. And as I say, it is a passion of mine. It came to me, you know, from spirit. I think one night I just woke up and said, this is it. Now I know what it's like when, you know, when I was a kid, they would say, oh, you know, he became a priest because he got the calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I quite never knew what that meant to have a calling. And now I do know.
Right. And many of us who are into holistic things have had a visit from a being or a dream or something and told us explicitly what our mission is. And
absolutely.
That's happened with me. I had 2 near-death experiences, and I don't recall what happened until it takes place.
Mm-hmm.
The things they showed me, and then I go, oh, yeah, I knew about that. So, well, tell our listening audience, why October 2nd? What's the significance of that day?
Well, October 2nd is the anniversary of Gandhi's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And Gandhi is another one of those people who I admired so greatly. I mean, he was so courageous to go against the grain in his own country, and he did it in such a peaceful way. I mean, he effected great change for India,
mm-hmm.
and he was a man who believed his mission and lived by his creed, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Mm.
And so I have taken up that statement as my personal mission.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're going to go forward with this day. I have already signed up people in England, in Spain. There's a fellow in India. And requests for information are coming in every day.
Mm.
The only misconception that people are having is they think they have to come to me to participate in this day.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. Do it where you are. Do it in place. And for those technical people, you can even do it on the Internet. You can put up a YouTube video of a practice. You can hold a webinar. You can hold a teleseminar.
Uh-huh.
And all the other technical things that people are doing today.
And if there's other guests or other hosts of other radio programs or people who are in television or whatever, if they want to contact you to get the word out, you'd be open to that as well.
I'd be delighted to talk to as many people as I can. I know that from this point on, as we get closer to the date, it's going to become very busy. But mm-hmm. I have cleared my calendar of most things so that I can devote my time to this. Luckily, my husband can cook, and so we're not going hungry. But it does take on a life of its own. But it's a wonderful life. It's a spiritual life, and this is my spiritual practice.
And do you see this developing into something additionally for you personally?
Oh, you know, one thing that I said to myself as I began this process, ego has nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is for others. And if something develops for me, that would be great, but that's not my intent. If it happens incidentally, sure, that's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
But the true path is one of service.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And it's something that when we give to others, and my motto for my website and for my program is, if you want to help yourself, help someone else.
Absolutely. You know, being a special educator for 35 years, most people burn out at five.
Yes,
so
that is true.
So that, you know, service has always been a part of my life, and my grandmother's life was one of service. So I learned from a great model.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, my grandmother and my mother and I am, and my sister and my daughter, we all have the gift of knowing things, being perceptive, and we're turning that into good now. So I feel very pleased about that.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, we're here to help each other. I mean, that's our main mission in our human form.
It is. It is. And when we get in spirit form, then we'll have other things to do.
Oh, I'm sure. As you know, one time I love reading obits because I'm a writer, and I always look for characters in the obits for my books, which it sounds kind of weird, but it's fun because you get interesting names and whatever. And I remember this one woman at the end of her obits, it said, and she's gone on to her next assignment.
Oh, I like that. Well, speaking of next assignments, if people want to reach you, they can go to www.lupierro.wordpress.com.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Lou, for doing this interview, and we hope we get wonderful participation.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie. Have a great
All right.
day.
We'll go to a break now.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Taking care of yourself should not be complicated. The process of restoring your health can be simple, easy, and enjoyable by making a few small changes one at a time. That's the principle behind From the Inside Out with your host, Dr. Rhonda Nelson. If you're looking for a simple way to improve your health, we'll provide the motivation, encouragement, and information about how to restore optimal health one step at a time and from the inside out. Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Join classical homeopath Piper Martin to discover an entirely new way to experience pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. Educate yourself and connect with the possibilities of new choices and opportunities for you and your baby. Learn to use homeopathy to support yourself and your baby both physically and emotionally. We'll also discuss topics specific to all women, such as understanding and accepting our bodies, relating to other women, and how to expand out of your comfort zone and discover new and powerful concepts. Tune in to The Whole Woman, Thursdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Our lives are shaped with stories that begin the very day we are born. Every individual has their story, and whether it involves family, friends, society, culture, science, art, or love, our stories help define who we are. Tune in for Tuesdays with Maureen, Tales from the Search for True Self, as she helps you to not only understand these stories to improve our health and well-being, but to understand how our minds and bodies work together to adapt. Listen every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Today we're talking about holistic things. You know, it's difficult to find holistic services when you don't know what to look for and you don't know if they're legitimate or not. So my next guest, Helena Spates, has developed a directory of holistic services, and we're going to talk about it and find out how you can become part of it if you are a holistic person and hopefully how to get one. So welcome, Helena.
Hi, Dr. Melanie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great.
So this was quite an undertaking. What is the directory called?
The directory is actually called greencitylistings.com.
Okay.
It's an online directory resource for all things under the natural lifestyle. I call it the earthy, crunchy lifestyle. So you've got health food stores, you've got massage therapists, you've got, if you're looking for solar panels for your house to improve your energy bills and get off the grid, if you're looking for flushable doggy poop bags, whatever it is you're looking for that's holistic, natural, and environmentally friendly, you're going to find it on greencitylistings.com.
Okay, and you're the coordinator of all this and the founder of it.
Yes, ma'am. I founded the company. I am actually a consumer myself of holistic therapies and natural foods. Mm-hmm. And I was actually introduced to the natural lifestyle while living out in the San Francisco Bay Area. But having moved to Georgia, I have found it increasingly difficult to locate not only affordable but truly legitimate services. I mean, you can find them, but it's really tedious to search through countless resources to try to find what you need if you wind up finding it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I figured that everyone else has all-inclusive type directories for their services like general contractors, and then there's various other online marketplaces, and, you know, but there are none actually dedicated to, again, what I call the earthy, crunchy, natural, organic, holistic, and eco-friendly services. Mm-hmm. You may find some small local pocket directories, maybe something for a specific city or a specific metro area that lists services in the area, but there's nothing nationwide that is a total comprehensive directory on the internet right now, and especially none that actually include other countries as well. But now we've got greencitylistings.com on the map.
Uh-huh. So this is going to be a good resource for Lou to contact to find
out,
to get everybody connected.
We can probably do something, and it's funny because her World Holistic Day is on October 2nd, and the grand launch for the actual United States for greencitylistings.com is October 1st.
Oh, my goodness.
So we launched
there are no coincidences.
We launched the day before.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
So is this going to be, or is this, it is your full-time job?
Actually, it's not. My full-time job is actually mom. I have two kids. married, so I'm a wife. And I actually have a regular full-time job. So this is a side thing for now, hoping to replace everything else. Well, not everything else, but the regular full-time job that I'm employed for. But it's very, very rewarding. I was in school for a while at the Atlanta School of Massage, and even just trying to find a school to go to become a practitioner was very, very difficult. So this is near and dear and very close to my heart.
Did you get a call to do this? I mean, did you feel, you know, it was a mission for you? Or
I do kind of feel compelled. Again, I am a consumer, so just even in my trek, I've looked for health food stores or therapists myself, and it's been such a difficult time locating those services. And like I said, there are a few little pockets out there where you can find bits and pieces here and there, but there's nothing comprehensive that you can actually put your hands on, like a one-stop shop, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in between being mommy, being wife, and working full-time, you know, I'm pulling a lot of really long nighttime hours, you know, after dinner, in mm-hmm. between SpongeBob and playing Batman with my son.
Yes.
You know, and then after the kids are in bed, I'm pretty much glued to the computer. But, you know, I'm only one person, and I'm a realist, and I do understand my limitations. I actually started down a long trek, a trek down a long road, trying to find some assistance with this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on the surface, everybody was like, oh, yeah, that's great, great idea. But when it came down to it, it was very difficult to find somebody that was committed as much as I am to do this. And I was at one point maybe looking for investor financing, trying to get somebody to, you know, finance the venture so I can hire somebody to go ahead and do this programming for me, because, again, I realized my limitations, and that was just a little disappointing. So I figure myself, you know, I'm a pretty creative gal, and so I had to try another route to try to get where I wanted this website to go. So instead of advertising and looking for investors, I actually started seeking out and advertising for a partner, namely a web programmer. And this is kind of thinking a little bit, you know, kind of outside the box, but I figured that if I partnered with somebody, especially a programmer, he could share in the trials and tribulations with me, but also the joy of getting this thing up. And, you know, he would have a sound commitment and investment to it as well.
And have you found that person?
I did. I wound up with a wonderful, wonderful guy. His name is Brian Rossignol, and he's actually out in Lakewood, Colorado. And he answered my plea for help. I know he has a wife of his own, so he's probably tired of getting countless emails from me back and forth. He probably feels like he's married twice. But he's been a lifesaver. He's been absolutely wonderful. He and his team, he has a company out there called BlueGoo.com, and they're just absolutely wonderful. And Brian has really, really been terrific for me.
Well, that's great. I'm very happy that you found this partner, because you got to have help or you're going to burn out. You know?
Exactly.
And we know it takes 5 years generally to get a business to be up and running and in the black. And you don't have time to do that. You got to get it successful now.
Exactly. And the nice thing about Brian is he's a programmer, but he's not just a techie. He's a very savvy and knowledgeable businessman as well. So that is terrific, because if I'm going left, he can kind of steer me back to the right.
So
we make a good team.
Good. Well, I didn't know you're going to get a plug for him, so make sure he listens to this so he can get more business and give even more credibility to what you're doing. So that's good, and he might be able to generate some more people coming to sign up for it.
That would be lovely. Yes, ma'am.
So if there is a business that wants to become part of your Green Cities listings, what do they do?
All right. Well, they can actually log onto the website if they would like. It's the site. There's a shell or a preliminary site up right now, and the website is www.greencitylistings.com, mm-hmm. and it is up and running. It's just a glimpse of what is actually to come. A little limited right now, just because we need to put all the programming know-how and back-end stuff into it. But right now we actually have a featured green business on the site right now, and that is called Breast Cancer Yoga, and that's a wonderful lady named Dawn and her mother, Diana. They are on there, and we have a couple of banner ads up already for some very interesting products and services that are out there right now. So things are actually up, and anybody can actually go to it, and there's a little link on there if they wanted to shoot me an email, and it's ads@greencitylistings.com. They can email me directly and ask whatever questions they'd like, and I'd give them additional information, and we can get them started.
Good. And the other thing you can do is you can put the link to this interview up on your website.
So
oh, they can
I surely
to
will.
That.
Thank you.
Because that's more advertising. And,
yes, ma'am. Surely is.
And the program gets downloaded and then passed around, and it multiplies tremendously.
Exactly.
All the listening out audience.
Exactly right.
Well, I am very glad for all of this because we need some kind of collaborative and comprehensive sort of directory because
exactly.
You know, you get lost out there. You don't know
you do.
What you,
you
do. Don't know.
You don't know until you don't know until you're trying to find it, right?
Or until you've had a bad experience and then you
exactly.
go out there on Craigslist or whatever and say, or Angie's List and say, don't hire this person.
Exactly right. And that's one of the other little things that we will have on the website is you'll also be able to rate your provider. So that way you'll have feedback and other people that come after you can see what you liked about that person, what you didn't like. And if, you know, as a business at Green City Listings, we find that that person is under the guise of being green or natural or holistic, but they're trying to shove pharmaceuticals down your throat, you know, they come off
okay.
of the directory.
All right. You know, we need to take a break, but
yes,
we'll talk
ma'am.
More about this when we come back. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
It's all about action.
Touchdown!
Scores.
Taking a look at the NBA tonight.
Highlights.
He's broken loose. He's at the 30.
And headlines.
Big trade in the NFL this afternoon.
When you are looking to talk sports, look no further than the Voice America Sports Network. We bring you some of the biggest names and all the sports news you can handle, whether it's basketball.
Off the glass.
Football.
Come on.
Golf. Racing. Or the Olympics. We've got you covered. We'll even cover tailgating. Tune in to the Voice America Sports Network. It's all things sports.
Taking care of yourself should not be complicated. The process of restoring your health can be simple, easy, and enjoyable by making a few small changes one at a time. That's the principle behind From the Inside Out with your host, Dr. Rhonda Nelson. If you're looking for a simple way to improve your health, we'll provide the motivation, encouragement, and information about how to restore optimal health one step at a time and from the inside out. Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Today, we're talking about holistic things. My guest right now is Helena Spates, and she's talking about Green City Listings, a new directory for holistic services. So, Helena,
yes,
how do you figure out, you know, whether somebody, how do you screen them to know whether they're legit or not?
Okay, well, I can honestly say that while there is no rigorous quote-unquote screening process, greencitylistings.com is a site dedicated to the natural and green, okay? So, for example, if you have a cosmetic line but your products are animal-tested and they contain weird or unnatural stuff that no one can pronounce, then no, you can't list with us.
Okay.
And the businesses that do list under the guise of being green will be flagged and removed from the site. My personal goal is to be able to give the green community an authentic and safe arena in which to browse and shop so they know when they're on there, wherever they choose to lay their hard-earned dollars, that particular business or that service is going to be legitimate. Of course, you can't screen I can't personally pop up at everybody's door and, you know, screen their their storefront. But we do rely also on our content manager who will be doing some spot checking throughout the directory for different services. And we're also relying on
the consumers that shop. If they have a problem, if they tell us and we get feedback that there's something definitely wrong, then there's going to be a problem and that listing is going to be removed from the directory.
Yes. Is there a process to do that? I mean, because one person could have a complaint and it might be an isolated incident.
That's correct. We would actually contact the business and let the site, the content manager go ahead and do a little bit of discerning, kind of dig through the facts and see what what's going on. We may wind up having to come, because not every one person is going to be satisfied with everything. Say they go to a massage therapist, it just could be they had a lousy massage, but that doesn't, and the massage therapist was having a bad day, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the service is not a good and legitimate services. But if there's, you know, other stuff going on in that session, then there's a problem. So we're going to have to do some discerning. There may have to be some type of a gradated type, you know, first offense or second offense, and then, you know, we go ahead and we pull you off for a certain amount of time.
And then another thing to keep in mind is some of these people are licensed by the state that they're in.
That is correct.
So you got to be aware of what the guidelines are. If the person who has felt they haven't been serviced properly, they can make a formal complaint. And that
is correct. And we will list all of the there's a few organizations, you know, depending on what your specialty is, that you have to be certified either nationally or through the state with. And, you know, like, for example, for a specific therapist. So we will go ahead and have those listed so they are easy, quick reference.
Okay. So if a business out there would like to become part of this directory, how do they pay for it? How does you get funding?
Yes, ma'am. Well, unlike the other sites that actually charge the consumer a fee to locate services, Green City Listings is absolutely free resource for the consumers. And we encourage you to browse, peruse, and look and see what's on the site. Businesses, both large and small, are able to advertise their wares and their services at very modest costs. For example, my heart is really with the smaller businesses because they are way underrepresented. Many small businesses fail because they don't know how to advertise, they don't know where to advertise, nor can they really afford the large-scale advertising. Now, couple that with the fact that most green or holistic therapy businesses, say, for instance, I always use the massage therapist because I went to school for massage therapy, they don't really know the first thing about generating clients or advertising, but they are masters at their craft. So along comes Green City Listings to give them both a voice and a presence. And do you know, Dr. Melanie, the most modest listing for the advertising that we have is a mere $5 a month.
Oh.
Most people spend that on a cup of coffee, or a sandwich, but for the most basic listing for $5 a month, you can have your company's name, address, website, telephone number, email, hours of operations, and your specialties listed for the entire month.
And
I mean, really, who can't afford?
Who's designing the ad? Because that's expensive to just, you know, do the webmaster designing it.
It is. Well, they will, each ad will, depending on the level of directory advertising that you choose, the price ranges up from five on up in range, depends on what will be populated in your directory ad. So for the basic listing, you get all of that. When you start increasing a little bit, you might get a little picture, or you might get a bigger picture, and you might get to put a slogan or something else next to your ad. It just increases from there. So all the ads will be regulated for the directory listing. They will all appear the same way, but they'll just have, I should say, formatted the same way. They'll just have different content information.
Okay, so I'm a visual person, so I'm trying to get a visual on this. So would it be like banner ads?
On a
web page?
That's in addition to. So for example, let's just throw it out there. Everybody knows Yahoo. Everybody knows Yahoo Local. So you type in your name, what you're looking for, and your zip code, and up pops ads. Well, you know the people who pay the most, they get put at the top of the list, and they have the premier ads. And then everybody else is usually either by radius of your zip code or by relevance. Depending on how much somebody pays for their ad depends on how their ad appears format-wise and what content is in their ad. Same premise, because actually we will be able to search on our website as well by zip code and by specialty that you're looking for. So if you're looking for energy panels, you can type in energy panels in your zip code, and everything in your area is going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That's kind of how they'll be listed out. Now, aside from the directory listing, there are banner ad opportunities as well. And with the banner ads, they'll be on a pay-per-click basis, where depending on where you have them at, on the main page of greencitylistings.com or on a city-state combination, only because you're local, you can have your banner ad placed on there, and you, as the advertiser, can set your budget. So say, I don't want to go over $40 a month. I think $40 a month on banner advertising is enough. I don't want to break my piggy bank. Well, once your banner reaches enough clicks to hit that $40 a month, it just fades to the background, and somebody else's will pop up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you have dual both banner advertising for the companies that want to go ahead and do that route to get a little more representation, but then also the basic directory listing, again, like a Yellow Pages or a Yahoo Local, is also available.
Okay. Well, it sounds very interesting and like it's going to go someplace. So what do you see for the future?
I'm really hoping so. Yes, ma'am.
So what's going to happen, do you think? What are you projecting for the future?
Okay, what am I projecting? Well, I think it's going to be a lot larger than what I initially anticipated. When I first started this, I just figured, you know what, the city of Atlanta needs something because that's where I live. And the more I got into it and the more I talked to people and the more research I did, it just exploded. And, you know, now it's all over the United States. And I also have people in other countries as well. So my goal for GreenCityListings.com is to launch October 1st for the United States, and then next will be Canada and the UK, and then it'll spread from there. So this is actually going to be a global directory of all things earthy, crunchy, in all countries on all continents.
Well, it sounds like you're going to need some help with this.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
So you're going to become global.
Yes, ma'am.
And quite well known. So that is a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
I'm very glad you accepted this challenge to develop this because it's...
Well, I think it's much needed. And again, my heart is really with the smaller businesses and really being able to give them a voice and some representation because a lot of times they just don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, no matter how big and glamorous this site gets, the basic listing is still always going to be that $5 because I'm always still targeted and focused on that small business.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you are because I have been that for many years.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Now it is time for us to wrap up the day, and I appreciate very much to both Lou and Helena for being my guests.
Thank you.
And
so much, Dr.
I want people to know that October 2nd is Worldwide Holistic Day. Go to LUPIERRO at WordPress.com and go for Helena to GreenCityListings.com. Next week, my guest will be Liz Schmidt of the Lyme Disease Association of Georgia and Libby Matthews, the mother of a daughter who has Lyme disease. And I want you to contact me at drmelaniebarton@gmail.com to let me know what you want and what topics you want to hear about. And then I want you to go to my website, www.thedrmelanieshow.com, so that you can download some resources. Remember, to help yourself, help someone else. Until next week, goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.